The financial crisis continues to take its toll on retail sales. Some grim examples this week: Target reported a nearly 24% decline in third quarter net income. The upscale department store Saks also posted net losses this morning, nearly double what it faced last year. We go now to Marshall Cohen. He's the chief industry analyst for the NPD Group. They're a New York-based market research company. Marshall Cohen, no relation to myself. Thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.
Last month, you told us you were expecting retail sales to be the worst in 10 years. Now that we're starting to see some of these figures, how bad are they?
They really are starting to show some signs of the consumer really throttling back. In fact, November is going to look like they came to a screeching halt. We're looking at October numbers, and they're showing the signs that the consumer is really paying attention to a lot of the concerns that the government has about the economy and how the job market is performing. And the consumer is starting to really think twice before they make any purchase at all.
So the holidays are coming up. What are these retailers trying to do to make things better?
Traditionally, retailers have always kind of put their best foot forward at the holiday time, you know, mid-November to the Black Friday specials with the doorbuster deals offering great product at great prices. And really just trying to take advantage of the heavier traffic. Well, that traffic is now down pretty substantially. The retailers are trying to pull out all the stops, offering deep, deep discounts. In fact, new merchandise being offered at up to 60% off in some cases. And they're competing against a much wider range. This is an economic challenge for retailers that really has no level of consumption, meaning consumers at all different income levels and retailers at all different levels, from the bottom end of the market all the way to the most luxury retailers, are all being challenged and using sales to try to lure the consumer.
But if these stores are offering up to 60% off on new items, can they even make any profits on that?
This year, for the retailer, holiday is already over. The retailer's not going to make their sales numbers. They don't have enough inventory, as they've kind of tried to keep themselves lean. And with the deep discounts, their sales numbers are just not going to be there. So this year, it's really going to be about what they can do to manage their inventory, to be prepared and in at the ready for when the consumer does return. So it's really going to be more about profit margins and the management towards profit rather than sales volume that's going to judge success for the retailer this year.
How can consumers take advantage of this situation?
This is a Christmas holiday gift come early for a lot of consumers. Traditionally, we've always felt that the deals were going to get better as the year moved along, and post-holiday, deals even got better yet. This year, that's not necessarily the case because retailers aren't going to have a lot of extra inventory lying around. So if you see something you like and the sale is on, buy it. The other little advantage you can have is save your receipt. Most retailers will give you an adjustment if the price changes within 30 days.
Marshall, the last time you were on our show, you said electronics would be the bright spot in all of this. But now we're starting to hear some bad numbers from Best Buy. Circuit City's filed for bankruptcy. Are you still feeling good about electronics, or is there somewhere else we should be looking?
Well, there's really nowhere else to look. Electronics will still continue to get a disproportionate share of the consumer spending for holiday. 3 years ago, electronics barely made it to the top 10 gift-given list. This year, electronics will probably be in the third category, the third most important. The interesting thing about it is, while the consumer is cutting back dollar spending on electronics because they're not buying big screen TVs and not buying $500 MP3 players and $1,000 laptops, they're still going to be spending more on electronic items but more affordable price points. And that electronic spend is going to erode traditional things like apparel and or even some of the other big gift items like movies and music and even food.
Marshall Cohen is chief industry analyst at the market research company NPD. Thank you.
My pleasure.